But right now on Radio Row in Phoenix, we're here for the Super Bowl. Gordo and Corby are out with the wireless mic. And Donovan also joins us here at the table. Come in, guys.
Hey, what's happening? We were going to talk to that table right over there. A couple of women who were sitting at that table, and they left right before we started this segment.
That's too bad.
They could sense me.
Don't creep everybody out. So this is our media on media segment where we meet fellow media members. Let's find out where this team is from. Where are you guys from?
USA Today. USA Today, New York.
Okay, so are you doing audio, video, or just writing?
Video.
This is Corby from Dallas. He's at the Ticket in Dallas.
Nice to meet you.
It's great to meet you guys, too. Thanks for the introduction, Gordo.
Yeah, go ahead and ask your question.
Do you guys like the USA Today?
Yeah, we have to. We work there, you know.
How long you worked there?
I personally worked there 5 years.
Oh, really? Was that the ultimate goal for you, like to get to a publication of that stature?
My goal was to be a pop star, but I can't sing to save my life.
Really?
Can you dance?
For a white girl.
Mm-hmm. So like she can do the gritty.
You know what the gritty is?
Yes, sir.
Can you do that pretty well?
Oh, God, don't put me on the spot. Maybe. Yeah, if I get drunk enough.
Oh, you have to have alcohol in you?
Yeah, it helps.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I can do the gritty for sure.
Okay. Ask them where they're from again.
Hey, are you guys still from New York?
I'm from Indiana, but live in New York.
We went to Indiana one time for the Super Bowl. I didn't see you.
Tell them that's a great story and you want to hear it again.
That's a great story. Can I hear it again?
So we were in Indiana for the Super Bowl.
Don't actually tell it again, though.
That's my bad. Sorry, I was heard from multiple people.
Tell her about how you just heard about Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant got traded last night.
Who's that?
Who's KD?
God, your whole team just got blown up, didn't it?
Blew our spot.
Our team. The Brooklyn Nets are our team. Yeah.
Are y'all Knicks fans? Are you?
Guilty.
Are you a Pacers fan, madam?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Rick Carlisle as our coach one time, and he's
the air. Live on the air. We'll get rid of that one back there.
Get rid of it, pal.
Get rid of it.
All right, Corby, tell everybody goodbye.
Who has the most kids out of the three of you?
What's happening?
You do?
I have ones. Too many.
You have one? Yeah, it's too many, right?
You say ones?
Do you have any kids?
No.
Yeah, that's good.
That's offensive to ask someone if they have kids.
Why is that offensive?
Is it?
I didn't know.
Oh, I don't know either then.
Kids.
Okay.
No. 28, so I'm...
Oh, you're 28?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I look older?
No, I would have said you were 23.
I would have said 27.
I will take that.
Yeah.
Why were you saying 27?
What's wrong with 27?
Hey.
You were 27 last year. I mean...
No, you're right. Fair enough.
I was thinking, though, that you were 23, but you've been at the USA Today for 5 years, and I'm like, how could that be? An 18-year-old getting a job like that.
Okay, stop talking.
Like some labor laws, or you're just really on your stuff.
On your stuff. Yeah. Do you want to congratulate Corby for getting the gig as the Geico caveman?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah, he's the Geico caveman.
Geico.
Oh, the cocaine caveman. No, that's my nickname.
Oh, cocaine caveman.
Yeah.
Put that in your
bio. That's my Twitter handle. All right, well, thank you guys.
No problem. Have a good rest of your day.
Okay. Cheers.
I like your questions.
Yeah, what's with the can of beans out here?
I was wondering the same thing. I think someone just set their bean. Like, who's not eating this?
Who sets a can of beans down in an odd area?
It's weird.
All right.
Hello.
No, I don't want them. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't eat beans. Don't eat those.
Who sets a can of beans down in an odd area? I need a moment with that.
That's my question of the Super Bowl.
Excuse me, sir.
Go ask it.
All right, yeah, Corby.
Can I borrow your microphone?
Why?
I would like to say something.
Okay.
I would risk it all for one night with USA Today, girl.
it didn't bother you that she... been so surgically enhanced in the lip area?
I think that's real.
I don't know, man. They don't get that puffy. But what if I look like an airplane pillow on her?
I mean, you guys are on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's wearing like little bitty shorts though.
Yeah.
That make her bottom look good.
Stop. Stop talking like that.
Bottom.
But you know what?
So when you say risk it all, what would you risk?
I don't know.
What if she ate that whole can of beans though? And those little jean shorts came flying off.
blew you into the backdrop. All right. So what do you, when you say risk it all, you're talking about your relationship with your children?
Yeah, yeah, I'd end it with them for sure.
No, okay.
So, who else we want to talk to?
Is Corby amazed by the lack of people here in the morning?
Yeah, is this There's, this has got to be pretty.
Go to her.
Go to her.
Go to her.
You pick. Go to her.
I got my sights on her.
Oh, oh man.
Hey, I think she's on the air.
Pull a playmaker. Corby.
She's streaming. Are you streaming?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. This is where's Corby?
Who?
Oh, we're no. This is Corby right here.
Hi, Corby.
We're doing media on media, where we're going around talking to various other media people.
I got a lot of questions for you.
Oh no.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Okay.
Wow.
That's all I got.
That's it.
Boy, it ended quickly.
That's
there.
All.
I didn't know.
Okay, let me ask. Okay, who do you have? Who you think's gonna win?
Oh. Win what?
Oh.
Oh. Put me on the spot there, didn't you, Lisa?
Wait, where are you guys from?
Dallas.
Oh,
sorry about that.
Oh, where no, are you from? Why?
I'm from Denver, but my team's the 49ers.
Oh, that's cool. Oh,
my son's Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, he's hot.
He's not hot, but he's a...
yeah, he is hot.
Hot. That's so weird. From
you say a good
what? You wished him ill will.
No, no, no. You said he's a good something.
Oh, he's a good kid. Okay.
A good what?
Kid?
Kid, sure. Yes, he's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
Lisa,
we just saw a USA Today girl eat a whole can of beans and
oh God,
blow her shorts off.
Yeah. Are you live?
Yeah, we're live on the air in Dallas.
Oh, sweet.
Did you think that you were going to hear that sentence this morning that you just heard of a USA Today girl eating a whole can of beans and blew her shorts off?
No.
Wait,
where did that happen?
Down the row here.
Yeah, oh, right down there.
It's disgusting. Down
there. So, what do you
You have a.
She looks 23 to Corby.
Oh, calm down.
Corby, look at this.
Oh, my gosh, that's a huge.
I pumped out four huge, huge ass boys. I deserve this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so come on.
What was the biggest baby that you had out of.
What did she show you that was huge?
An 11 pound baby? Corby wants to ask vaginally.
Oh, that one vaginally. The first one was a C-section. Oh, he was 9'10".
Whoa.
And then I had three V-backs. Do you know what a V-back is?
Right. Wait, what's a V-back?
Wait. I want you... give me... I'm taking the microphone.
Oh, no. Why?
Because I just figured out something.
Okay, yeah.
I want to talk about my birthing story.
Gordon, look at her media pass.
Okay.
Tell me your name.
It's
just
Lisa.
Say her name.
Okay, so
it's Lisa.
So,
say her name.
Lisa McCaffrey. Okay,
this is Christian's mom.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, that's why you couldn't say he's hot.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Okay.
Right. I'm his mom.
Oh, man.
Was he the one born vaginally?
He was one of the vaginal births.
Is that why he's so fast? Oh, you know what? You're a guy.
You know why he's so fast? It's because I'm still to this day breastfeeding him.
Oh, no.
No, don't tell Gordon that.
Gordon's clapping.
I've never seen Gordon so happy in my life.
Talk breastfeeding in front of Gordon.
So, wait.
Guys, it's early in the morning. So,
okay. Your father was the fastest man on the planet at one time.
Long, like in the Stone Ages.
But
like
still, it happened.
Before electricity.
Are you guys aware of this? Her dad, last name is Sime, S-I-M-E?
Sim, but Sim? Whatever, yeah.
See, I know a lot.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's good.
I know, because I thought you guys were stoned when you first walked up.
Well, they may
God, we do look like the stoner duo.
We don't look like we're doing
steal
well.
I thought you were going to steal my wallet. That's no.
Right. Well, I mean, you didn't have any weed? Do you bring any Denver weed?
No, I didn't. Sorry, my suitcase probably smells like it from walking through the Denver airport, but no, I didn't bring any.
And then you played soccer at Stanford.
Did, yes, that's correct, yeah.
I know so much about the family.
It's like running into somebody that you know a lot about here.
That's impressive.
This is great.
Yeah, I know. I don't know anything else, really.
There,
but yeah, but
anything else?
I just, so she's married to Easy Ed McCaffrey.
It's okay.
So were you up there the day before 9/11 when he got hurt?
I was at the stadium, yes, yeah.
Really?
I was there. I watched it happen, but I didn't know what happened because it was such a freak accident. I just thought, he went down, got the wind knocked out of him or something, and then they brought the cart. I'm like, why are they bringing the cart out for just such a minor injury? And I was trying to process it, and then he broke his leg. But
wow,
man.
He can walk now, so.
Yeah, he's good now.
He's fine now. He's fine. He's all bandaged up. He had a rod put in his leg, and then they a couple years ago they pulled it out. So he's doing great.
Good. Well, it's so great visiting. Why do you look so good at 8 a.m?
I know. I showered.
What are you doing?
Showered. It's a good day.
Who's she working for?
So good after four babies of oversized craniums.
I haven't eaten since. I had the last one. Just trying not to eat. Yeah.
You lost the baby weight.
Are you still playing competitive soccer?
No. Gosh, no. Goodness, no. No, I'm not.
All right.
No.
That's a bad
Neither
question.
Am I. Neither am I.
You're done. Yeah. You're done. You retired.
So, yeah, now I am thinking about stealing your jewelry. That is a huge ring.
It's fake. It's all fake.
No. Who bought? Did Ed buy that for you?
Yeah. He better.
Did he steal the money from Christian?
No, he didn't. He played 13 years, so.
Okay, yeah, Corby.
Yeah, he made enough dough. That's cool.
All right, thank her for her time.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.
You've been a wonderful guest.
You're welcome. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Corby is my name. That's Gordon.
Yeah, I'm Gordon.
Lisa.
McCaffrey's mama. Man,
thank you, guys.
Nice. That was great.
What a great find.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Christian McCaffrey's mom.
You're welcome.
Okay, stop taking credit for it. You just said,
go talk to her. I got my sights on her. I got a half a chub. I want more. Oh, go talk to her.
Jeez.
Where's Bean Girl?
Right, guys, I can't believe
she brought up breastfeeding.
Bean Girl's in the restroom.
Way to go, Gordo. Way to go, Corby.